Hey, Bart, can you come out and play?
No, I'm playing video games. Go away.
This is
your all-access source for everything gaming-related.
Thumbstick Nation!
With your host, Bart.
Today, I'm taking a hard look at Aliens Colonial Marines.
Please tell me we got something. Anything.
Are you ready? Aliens Colonial Marines was to be the video game version of a true sequel to the Alien movies, set 17 months after Aliens and shortly after Alien 3. Hands down, I believe James Cameron's Aliens is the best movie in the series. Though I totally respect the roots of the first Alien film, the action and suspense from Aliens has inspired many copies. Big game names like Halo and StarCraft have based many characters, even stolen dialogue right from the film. I think the biggest failure in the Alien series is that of Alien 3. It had none of the appeal of the first two films. And yes, I'm ignoring Alien Resurrection, which I thought was a much better film than Alien 3, but really has no tie-ins into this game. So back to the actual game, the game starts out with a distress call from good old Corporal Dwayne Hicks.
Corporal Dwayne Hicks, TQ40482151E9, distress.
And if you don't remember who he is, he's the cool Marine who survives Aliens, but is then later killed off-screen before Alien 3 even begins. Originally, they were planning to have Corporal Hicks be the main character in Alien 3, but they changed it over to Sigourney Weaver. His actor Michael Biehn wasn't happy about that. Luckily for us, he reprises his role as Hicks by lending his voice and image to this game. And if you don't know who Biehn is, his biggest role was being John Connor's dad in the first Terminator. Yes, I ruined a movie from the 80s for you. Sorry. Anyway, a Marine ship picks up the distress signal and heads to intercept. You play as Corporal Christopher T. Winter, who serves under Captain Cruz.
Rise and shine, Marines. This isn't a drill and you aren't in Kansas anymore.
Winters gets sent over by Cruz to find out why he's lost contact with the first group of Marines to head out to the ship. You soon find out that most of the Marines have been captured or killed by the aliens. Oh, and in typical cliche alien movie moment, the guy you rescue at the beginning has an alien pop out of his chest and causes you to be trapped on the Sulaco.
Pretty sure something exploded from his chest.
Is Winter with you?
Yes, sir. Any thoughts on the exploding chest issue?
This is one of the problems with the game. Too many stereotypical movie moments and characters. Winters is your good soldier, he does his job, but doesn't complain much. You got O'Neill, who follows you around the whole game complaining about the situation, wanting to get out of the situation, and going gun crazy when someone he cares about dies. Plus, they rehash a lot of plot points from the Alien movies. Save a guy from an alien mucus wall and have an alien burst from his chest? Check. An evil corporation trying to use the aliens as weapons? Check. Trying to remove an alien from someone's chest? Check. Having to trick an alien queen to get off your ship? Check. Someone sacrifices themselves to save everyone else? Check. Good android? Check. Evil android? Check. Bill Paxton? Sadly, no check. Though if you had pre-ordered the game, you get a semi-Paxton-looking Marine you can play in multiplayer.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Let's start with the good. The music is awesome. The music feels straight from the movies, especially Aliens. It sets the mood well. The sound effects are great also, straight from the films. Of course, many could say this is the spot of the game that it couldn't fail at, as people are so used to hearing those sounds from the films. The game does a good job at introducing the world and the story of the Alien universe, and that those who haven't seen the film can still enjoy the story of the game. For those of us who have seen the films, a lot of it was repetitive and foreseeable, and like I said, full of check marks. The absolute worst thing in this game, the most inexcusable thing, are those horrible pop-up textures. If you don't know what a pop-up texture is, it's when an object or terrain in the game goes from looking like an out-of-focus, washed-out item to suddenly having all the details loaded in, right in front of your eyes. Generally, this is a sign that the developers did not optimize their graphics enough to work with the platform they're using. It can also mean that they just didn't have enough time to do it, and this game was released far earlier than it should have been. If the pop-up textures weren't enough, in general, the graphics seemed to be on medium to low settings. I think the cutscenes had the best-looking graphics in the game, but those were still subpar at best. I mean, I don't believe graphics make a game, but this kind of stood out. My biggest gripe is invisible walls disguised as objects on top of them. See, invisible walls are used to keep players out of areas where you have no area to play in. The thing is, to disguise this, many games place objects in your way. Except in Colonial Marines, the object in my way was caution tape. Yes, indestructible yellow tape that could easily deflect the blows and bullets from my gun. Also, why give my Marine a jump ability when he can't even jump off a ledge or take a shortcut over a divider on some stairs because there's an invisible wall there too? Another problem is the aliens don't seem that menacing. Sure, they look cool, but they move slowly, even when used in multiplayer. I know they have a run option and a leap option, but these are still pretty slow. And I know it was probably a way of balancing out Marines versus aliens. But compared to the 2000 version of Aliens versus Predator, aliens were much easier to control and they were much more deadly. In multiplayer, just climbing the walls is awkward if you try to hold the right button to do it without going into places you never intended. Controls aside, it is cool that during single player, you can unlock upgrades for your weapons that you can use in multiplayer, though multiplayer itself is kind of lackluster. At best, Aliens Colonial Marines is a mediocre shooter, with great music and sound effects, a cliche alien story that's not much of a payoff at the end, with poor graphics and sometimes dull gameplay. I enjoyed playing the game because of my love for the alien films, but the nostalgia wore off quickly enough that even multiplayer couldn't keep me around very long. I am glad we got the closest thing to a sequel to the original Aliens film, but I really can't rate this game higher than a 6. If they plan a sequel for the game, which the ending leaves open for, then I hope they really fix all the issues from this game so that the sequel can shine on its own.
Game over, man!
That's it for me, but next show we'll take a look at Tomb Raider and check out Lara Croft's lovely assets for survival.